RNIB is supporting legal action, and it's all around the Department of Work and Pensions and personal independence payments. Now, to tell us a little bit more about the story, we have with us from RNIB, Claire Connolly. Thank you for joining us, Claire.
Yes, thanks for having me, Alan. The legal challenge is actually against the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions over its policy to make conditional telephone offers to people appealing against their PIP decision. Now, decision makers have always had the power to review a decision, you know, and change it at any stage of the dispute process. However, the dispute process already has distinct points at which a decision maker can remake the decision, and it clearly sets out the claimant's appeal rights. Now, the policy that's being challenged actually encourages DWP staff to cold call claimants in the run-up to their appeal hearing with an offer of an award of benefits, and often that offer is conditional on the withdrawal of the appeal. So the primary concern here is that in the majority of cases, these telephone offers are actually lower than the claimant's statutory entitlement, and the claimant could go on to secure a higher award at a tribunal. So this practice appears to go against sort of the principles of fairness and transparency, and it's something that we want to see a stop to.
So basically, if someone came to RNIB and said, you know, I've been refused, say, personal independence payment, and they take up the case and it goes to appeal. So before that actually gets perhaps a judgment at appeal, so that's when DWP are intervening, almost circumventing RNIB?
Yes, so the appeal is actually decided by an independent appeal panel heard before the Courts and Tribunal Service. So that's sort of the right to a fair trial that the claimant gets to put forward their case, and the panel review all the evidence independently, and they come to, you know, a fair decision on the claimant's statutory entitlement. Now, the judicial review is being brought to challenge the policy of, as you said, intervening sort of prior to the appeal hearing. And obviously the claimant's case is really that this policy is unfair and unlawful. And what we want to see out of this case is that proper standards are introduced so that disabled people's rights are protected. So the claimant is being represented by the Public Law Project, and we're supporting the challenge by way of a witness statement of our experience and how this policy has impacted blind and partially sighted people.
I'm using the word sneaky because that's quite a light word, but what's happening here is circumventing that process. And when you think about RNIB, you know, when you guys and other charities, of course, go through these appeals processes, I think the figures are something like 96% are successful, and people get what they're entitled to and the full amount, but they're not perhaps getting this in the offer?
Yes, that's correct. You know, our success rate is extremely high, over 96% success rate. Our welfare benefit team challenge the decisions on PIP. And our chief concern really with this policy is that it could result in some people living with sight loss missing out on those payments that are vital to their welfare and independence. So we've come across around 40 cases where our clients were called with a telephone offer in the run-up to their appeal hearing, and our experience showed that in all but two cases, the offers made were lower than our client's statutory entitlement. Now, some of our clients did accept these offers, and the feedback that we received from clients is that they felt under pressure to accept the lower offers, and other clients told us they simply accepted the offer as they already had a lengthy wait to get to the appeal, and they wanted to end the stress of going through the dispute process, which can be, you know, a huge burden in terms of time and energy. Now, some of our other clients who we were supporting, you know, actually did reject the offers and did continue on to their appeal and secured higher awards at the appeal hearing than what the offer had made to them.
You can understand then why the initial claimant here has raised this, and why, you know, RNIB and I'm sure other charities would be really right behind this. What stage at the moment is this at?
Yes, so at the moment, the legal challenge, it's going ahead. It's scheduled for a judicial review hearing later this year, and RNIB has provided supporting evidence from the case. So I think it will probably be September or October time before we know the outcome of the hearing. And hopefully we'll be able to come back later in the year to share some good news and that we've secured appropriate standards to protect disabled people's rights.
Absolutely. We will, of course, revisit this again and follow this case, Claire. But in the meantime, you know, people do have concerns about different welfare payments, including PIP, of course, or things they may be entitled to. What is the best way to get in touch with RNIB? Who are the people that can give that kind of assistance?
Yes, we've got a wonderful sight loss advice service that you can contact and speak with our advisors. So if you've been contacted by DWP with a telephone offer on your disability benefit award, or you just need general advice and assistance, assistance on your benefits claim, you know, please do contact the RNIB Sight Loss Advice Service on 0303 123 9999.
And of course, you can get more help via the website as well. Go to rnib.org.uk, the helpline there, of course, with lots of information as well. And if you have an Amazon Echo device, you can ask Lady A to get in touch with RNIB helpline as well. So lots of ways to contact us. Claire, as you said, we will come back to this and follow the story. But thank you for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're welcome.